Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Time for Mitch, please.
Sorry, Ken, I'm cutting you off. It's time for Fix My Host.
Here we go.
I don't know what was going on between you and Dennis Dodd. Anthony, do you know what was going on between Ken Carmen and Dennis Dodd?
Failure to communicate.
Clearly.
Obviously. Well, we're going to do a little air check for Ken Carmen here. Three different times in the interview with Dennis Dodd, there was a awkward pause. More than awkward pause at some points. So we're going to go over it. You have a beginning, middle, end. Here's the first clip at the beginning of the interview between you and Dennis Dodd.
Awesome.
He has had maybe the toughest job in college football over the last few years. It's been made tough. Some people blame him, whatever. You wrote last week that, hey, win or lose, he should take off.
Yeah. Is that a question?
Why do you think so?
We like to speak in riddles.
We like to speak in riddles. Yes, I'm sorry.
You try to dig me out of there. Thank you.
Is there a chance that the reverb, the mix minus
the
situation
there,
was causing
first,
some technical
thought,
difficulties?
At first, I thought that might be the issue. Except he answered your question fine.
Well, it went away when I asked the question. I don't know.
And then I think you actually had one in there that he answered fairly swiftly.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
And then it got to this one. And this one, Anthony, I would like you to decide whose fault was it? Dennis Dodd's fault or Ken Carmen's fault?
We got Dennis Dodd joining us on the show. Well, go with me on this here, Dennis, because I'm going to set myself up to look bad. I'm going to ask you a question to make me look bad. Because I'm not an Ohio State fan. I'm not. I don't pretend to. I'm not a fan of Michigan either, even though Lima accuses me of it, right? But I said, this is a weird spot. Ohio State is a passionate fan base. They have a lot of money. If Ryan Day were to go, I never thought Ryan Day would be fired. I thought that the only scenario that
you think he,
this is already going way too long. This is already going way too long.
Yes,
because I was so nervous after the first one. I was so shaken by the first one because I'm sitting there in my head going, I've had Dennis Dodd has been on this show a few times, and it was on my CBS show many times. Like, I felt like through the radio, I kind of knew him. So I was so shaken by that, and the question is going way too long. Sorry. That's my fault. I apologize. Do you want to keep going with this?
Yeah, I went a little forward still because that took a minute, 10 seconds for you to stammer through that.
God,
so
I'm sorry.
We've fast-forwarded now. We've got about 25 left.
And I thought that a place like Ohio State, it's almost where you're too big to fail. There's so much that's given in the NIL era that you'd have to hire a total, complete idiot to mess this thing up, and I don't think they would. Is that naive? Oh, my God.
I don't get your question. Am I naive
to say that they're too big to fail? It's my fault. It's my fault.
Your assertion that anybody can do this. No, they can't.
Hey, you asked the 90 question in about 3 seconds. Yeah.
90 seconds that took. 90 seconds. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
So that one's on Ken Carmen.
I think we can
all agree Ken's even scored it. So we'll call the first one a tie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
The second one's on Ken. Here we go. One more example. This is at the end of the interview. Is this on Ken Carmen or Dennis Dodd?
Dennis Dodd joining us on the show. Hey, Dennis, about Marcus Freeman. I know that the Bears are interested in him. Is there any NFL job that's as coveted as Notre Dame?
Any NFL job that's as coveted as Notre Dame? I don't know. Clarify.
Because, stop.
You are so frustrated.
Now, Ken, you are exhausted. You did a good job that time. That was under 10 seconds. You got it out.
I knew I had to get it out and get quick. That was dumb.
Dennis is so frustrated with you.
In Dennis's world, do they not compare college jobs to NFL jobs?
Apparently not.
Right now, that never seems happens. Like something we're doing a lot of.
Is he a college football writer or is he a football writer that mainly covers college football and then also does some NFL?
Oh, my gosh.
I think that one was pretty was totally fair, totally legitimate question.
Thank you.
I was surprised that he was confused.
I agree with Anthony, but I think you're tied 1-1.
He had to be.
We have a lightning round.
Well, the first one had to be the lightning round.
Two-minute questions,
and then I lose because it wasn't. It was open-ended. It wasn't even. It wasn't even a question. It was a statement. Yeah. Give your opinion. That's what it became. And that's not a question. Clearly, he needs questions.
To be fair, I was learning from the mistakes that were going on between the two of you that I had asked a question and realized, oh, there's no question there. And I paused and then asked a question because I'm like, oh, I was going to do the same thing. Because sometimes people get really mad when, like, at a press conference or a one-on-one at the end of a game, hey, talk about that sequence. And journalists are like, that is not the construction of a legitimate journalistic question. It's like, dude, we all have language. We all understand English language.
The commonality of language,
yeah,
as you say.
Like, what's the hard thing here? Why can't we say talk about? Well, I want you to talk about that sequence. I don't want to just sound question. It is weird to do Q&A all the time. We like to have a conversation here. We were trying to work on this with Rodney McLeod when he would sit in studio, that we don't want this to be me and you asking questions to Rodney. At some point, we want Rodney to be a co-host to where he's jumping in. And maybe we just didn't, once a week, it's tough to really be able to do that. So when we have Jason Lloyd in here, Jason just starts ripping on us or we rip on him, and then we just have a conversation. We don't need to ask questions. With you and your friends at a bar, you'd have to ask questions? No, you just talk. We want that to be this.
Maybe I got it mixed up and I'm not that good of friends with Dennis Dodd. Maybe I should stop being so familiar with him.
Oh, I see.
Well, I was going to say, Ken, I'm really happy for you and the growth that you've made.
Thank you.
That last statement you just made makes me feel sorry and sad for you now. You look sad.
I mean, I think I'm everybody's buddy. I try to be, but...
Hey... Maybe we don't have to be everyone's friend.
Guys, I really have no family that I'm really close to. I have like two cousins that I talk to. So it's all you guys. That's all there is. So sometimes I forget that not everybody wants to be my friend.
What time is this Mike Tomlin press conference?
12:30.
Some people are starting to wonder if this could be it. Are they reading too much into that?
I think they're reading
just
too
having
much.
An end of the year press conference.
There's a lot of hopeful people, our brethren in Pittsburgh, that are being very hopeful and reading too much into it. Yes.
How big of a press conference is this for Browns fans?
If
he's retiring or walking away,
if he were retiring,
how big of a deal
away,
are Browns fans going to celebrate that? Because that ends the Steelers.
How many Browns fans will call us up tomorrow and say, "Go get me Mike Tomlin"? We're wasting our time.
Well, you're famous for off-season wins. Is that an off-season win?
Ooh.
Find out more tomorrow.